This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن العينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal. And that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, is his final servant, is his final messenger and worshipping slave and servant. Peace and blessings be upon him. Allahumma ameen. Today inshaAllah, it's a serious topic. And subhanAllah, as we gather together on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, may Allah return us to many more gatherings where we worship Him and honor Him. We are in the final days of the month of Rajab, which means in under 40 days, in about 35 days, we will greet the blessed month of Ramadan. And one of the great auspicious occasions that we have in the month of Ramadan is that we have an opportunity to return to Allah, reconnect in our relationship, be striving and struggling to do better good deeds that maybe we are not normally accustomed to in the other months of the year. One of the most difficult hadith to discuss is where the Prophet ﷺ puts upon each and every one of us a responsibility of their relationship between them and Allah. Many times, especially you, my young brothers, as you grow older, you begin to realize that everything in your life is really about the decisions you make and the responsibilities that you are meant to uphold and the duties that you are meant to maintain, both inside you and with Allah and with society and the relationships you've established with others. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna asraqa an-nas," of those who are the greatest thieves, of those people who are the worst in the crime of theft. You and I as a Muslim and you and I as human beings, it extends beyond our Islam into our humanity. There is no greater, more despicable crime than for somebody to take what doesn't belong to them, to use what isn't meant to be used by them without permission. But in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he speaks about something that all of us have as a fault within us. Of those who are the biggest criminals in taking what doesn't belong, أسرق الناس is the one who steals from their prayer. سرق من صلاتي. You might sit there and say, how does a person steal in prayer? SubhanAllah, this is actually a true story. My mother, we were in Umrah together. And while we were praying in the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, she was on the lady's side. As she was in her sujood, with her face in the ground, making sujood, she felt someone touching her fingers. And she just thought, maybe it's like a bug or something. And you're in sujood, you don't immediately look up. And as she rose up, Allahu Akbar, she saw that there was the lady next to her had her hand trying to pull off one of my mother's gold fingers. SubhanAllah, my mother said, because I was over-traveled. You know, when you travel a lot and it was hot, you get swollen. She said, if I wasn't swollen, the ring would have just slipped off, but it kind of got stuck. And when the lady couldn't get it off, she immediately got up, left the line, and left the salah. That's not the theft we're talking about. The theft we're talking about is somebody from their own self steals in salah. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف يسرق في الصلاة. How can somebody steal in salah? How do you steal in salah? So the Prophet ﷺ said that when they pray, لا يتم ركوعها ولا سجودها. That as you stand before Allah and you make your ruku' and you make your sujood, that you do not do it in the way that is owed to Allah, in the complete way that is expected of you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of the greatest crimes that you and I commit are not necessarily crimes against others, but crimes against ourselves. Allah always in the Quran, He says, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They wronged themselves. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot that they were with Allah, that Allah is watching them. So Allah makes them forgotten. Allah makes them heedless. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When their hearts didn't want to be with Allah, Allah pushed their heart away from them. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ. O you who believe, respond to Allah. Answer the call of Allah. We hear that call, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Answer the call to Allah. وَالرَّسُولِ and His Messenger, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. When they invite you to the thing that gives you life, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Come alive in your prayer. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And know that Allah can be the barrier between you and your heart finding peace and faith. Could you imagine where Allah doesn't use another person to distract you from Him, that Allah causes your own heart to no longer want Him, that Allah makes your heart no longer ashamed of Him, that it makes no difference whether you're in Ramadan or outside Ramadan, it makes no difference whether you believe in Allah seeing you at that moment or not, the evilness of your soul is so great you feel no consequence, so you're a thief, even if it is only from yourself. Each and every day as you come up for prayer, as Shaykh Abdullah leads you in salah, as we continue to mentor you in your prayer, the one consistent theme that I've had ever since I've entered this school is to never be the policeman of your salah. I will never stand, we will never stand with a clipboard analyzing you, holding you about how you prayed better or not, whether you were distracted or not. We will continue to pull you aside, give you nasiha, give you admonition, inspire you to Allah. But I have never and I will never make myself as a barrier and put myself between you and Allah. Whether your relationship with Allah begins today or tomorrow or the next day, I and all of us will be here to help you be with Allah and not steal from your own good. The worst of criminals are those who commit crimes against their own self. I leave you with this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the moment Fir'aun drowns. Musa has crossed and the ocean has saved them, and Allah created this miraculous event that the water is split and the land is dry, and Musa and Bani Israel cross to safety. And as they get to the other side and they look back, Pharaoh and his troops have arrived. They've come. And it's at that moment, Musa is about to once again touch the water with his stick. He's once again going to hit it to close the gateway of Allah's mercy, to close the safe passage across the sea that was given to them. And Allah says to him in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَحْوًا. Moses, leave the water alone. What's Pharaoh going to choose? Let him decide. Let him decide. What does he want to do? Could you imagine standing on the banks of that water body? You see this miracle occur. Moses and his people have crossed. You're on the other side. You can easily go back to Egypt, ya Fir'aun, and say, I pushed him out of the country. I kicked him out of our land. You could still go back and be a winner. But when your soul is so dark, when you've lost your compass, your relationship with Allah, Fir'aun stands at that moment and still continues, still crosses, thinking he has power greater than that of Allah. So Allah says, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ فِي الْيَمِّ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. He was drowned in the water, but he is the one to blame. He is the one who chose other than my path. He is the one who was distracted from my way. He is the one who was arrogant before Allah. He is the one who thought time would never come. He is the one who didn't think that the day would arrive when what was known to Allah would become known to others. Take account of your heart. Take account of your deeds with Allah. As you stand in front of Allah, this is where you weigh your iman. This is where you take stock of your belief in Allah. This is where you find Allah in your life. And may Allah protect you from not finding Him as an important part of your everyday. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I regular in our salah, and that of our future children and your future children and our ummah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our dua. Wa salli Allahumma ala nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. What are three things that you can do right now in this coming prayer and in Asr and Maghrib and Isha that can make you better with Allah in your prayer? Three things. Three quick things. First, before you begin with your takbir, before you enter salah, take a moment of pause. Take a moment where you just stop and you just lower your head to Allah. You lower your eyes to Allah. You give your humility to Allah. Refocus, recenter, reestablish that connection with Allah. Let everything around you go silent. Just have that moment with Allah before you say, Allahu Akbar. Allah, you are greater than all things in my life at this moment. Take that moment and just stop your conversation. Stop your distraction. Stop your worry and just focus with Allah for half of a second. Number two, focus on your reading of the Qur'an. Focus on the proper tajweed of the Fatiha. Focus on the intent of your salah. That you are really saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I thank you, O Allah, for the life I have. I'm praising to you, O Allah, for the ease that I've been given. I'm thankful to you that I have been given safety and patience and health and a school and family that love me. Alhamdulillah, for even the tragedies that I've fallen that you've seen me through and helped me in. Think of that word, Alhamdulillah. And number three, that when you go into sujood, when you go in your first sujood, have in your heart a dua and an intention to ask Allah for what nobody else can give you. Put in your heart that you are the one who is low and Allah is the one who is all high and mighty. That Allah is the giver and that you are the receiver. That you are the beggar and Allah is the beneficent. That you are the condemned and the criminal and Allah is the judge. And ask Him from the mercy that He provides. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters into our heart hidayah and His light. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I in our salah today better than we were yesterday. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us our excesses and mistakes of the past. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to gain all of the reward of our salah, that we don't lose any of it by being distracted, that we don't steal from the good deeds of our prayer that they become lost. Oh Allah, we ask you to make our salah complete in its reward as we seek you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses and protects our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, and our administrators and our board and our acting principal, that Allah guides us and leads us all to that which is pleasing to Him and protects us from the path of the shaytan. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika an-nabiy al-ummi wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman katheeran wa aqim as-salah.
Allahumma